I know you're out there. I know that you're afraid. You're afraid of us. You're afraid of change. I don't know the future. I didn't come here to tell you how this is going to end. I came here to tell you how it's going to begin. I'm going to hang up this phone, and then I'm going to show these people what you don't want them to see. A world without rules and controls, without borders or boundaries. A world where anything is possible. Where we go from there is a choice I leave to you.
Connecting the dots of the Constitution for you like no one else can. The Chris Ann Hall Show. American woman, listen what I say. She's an attorney, a disabled U.S. Army veteran, an author, public speaker, mother, pastor's wife, and a patriot. She's Chris Ann Hall.
Rise and shine, liberty-loving patriots. Welcome to the Chris Ann Hall Daily Journal, your daily dose of news the way it ought to be told, with fact, not fake, truth, not fiction, and principle, not political party agenda or ideology. I have with me my husband and co-host J.C. Hall, and you can always find us at chrisannhall.com. chrisannhall.com, where we are always liberty over security, principle over party, and truth over your favorite personality. You know, our listeners this morning have a bit of an advantage over the rest of America, because today they have two hosts that were both military intelligence. Both went through the security clearance procedure for top secret. And I want to talk about the fact that John Brennan is whining about Donald Trump taking his security clearance.
Yeah, that's a great word.
Whining?
Yeah, he's a whiner.
Oh, my goodness. How do you get to be...
He's embarrassing.
How do you get to be a grown man as old as he is and still run around and whine like that?
How do you get to be the head of the CIA and act like a 10-year-old?
You know, when Donald Trump announced that he was revoking Brennan's top secret security clearance, Rand Paul actually tweeted that he was an advocate, that he actually went to Trump and said, you need to take this guy's clearance.
Yeah, about time.
And, you know, I think that Brennan was an albatross for Rand Paul, because I think he actually, from the very beginning, lamented over... His confirmation. That's right. That's what I was looking for. His confirmation of Brennan, because he got really slapped hard by his constituents for that, and then came back and apologized
because he didn't like him. But he said it's the tradition to give the president his nominees.
Yes, and his constituents came back and said, "Whoa, wait a minute! The Constitution isn't about tradition and rubber stamps here."
I don't get the uproar. I don't get the argument. The Dems, they're out of their mind. This is one of the dumbest conversations that I've seen in a very long time.
Oh, I think I have a theory.
It's
I absolutely
ridiculous.
Have a theory. It's funny because Donald Trump made some off, you know how he's always running, his mouth gets on diarrhea of the mouth sometimes.
True.
He made a remark about revoking Barack Obama's security clearance. How awesome is that?
I don't know. It's mind-boggling to me. I refuse to believe that the American people are this stupid. I mean, this is retarded. I want one person on this planet, in this universe, to explain to me why an employee, an analyst for NBC and MSNBC needs a security clearance.
Well,
what in the world are you defending? What are you arguing about? Like, I worked for the NSA. Mm-hmm. I was in Naval Intelligence.
Back when we spied on other people.
That was 20 years ago. I left that, okay? If I go down and get a job as a Walmart greeter, mm-hmm. and they say, okay, you no longer have a security clearance, I'm supposed to pitch a hissy fit that I'm entitled to a security clearance? John Brennan, you're not entitled to anything. You do not work for the United States government. You do not work for a contractor for the United States government. What in the world are you talking about?
He says in a tweet, this is a tweet from John Brennan, This action is part of a broader effort by Mr. Trump to suppress freedom of speech and to punish critics. It should gravely worry all Americans, including intelligence professionals, about the cost of speaking out. My principles are worth far more than a clearance. My Midwestern almost came afar. I will not relent.
Number one, you don't have any principles, John Brennan. Yeah, number two, kidding. You don't need a security clearance to speak. You run your mouth nonstop.
You may have a right to freedom of speech, but you do not have a right to a security clearance.
Everybody has a right to freedom of speech. Does that mean everybody has a right to a security clearance?
No, and that's the whole point.
This is one of the biggest morons to ever lead the CIA. That's a fact.
You know, I have to wonder, because you and I went through that security clearance procedure. It's pretty strange and invasive.
Oh, yeah. Okay? The polygraphs and the retarded stupid questions. I'm not supposed to say retarded,
no, you're
right?
Not.
That's offensive.
Non-PC.
It's idiotic questions.
Yes.
Just weird questions.
Yes.
I mean, they ask you about relations with farm animals.
Yes.
I mean, all kind of
so
really wacky.
I have to wonder, because they make it very clear. And I don't know, did it make it clear to you that the security clearance thing was a very fragile privilege that you held?
Yeah, well, if you...
And you make one step and bam, your clearance is gone.
If you read the executive order these people are referring to, I think from 2005 or 8 or whatever it was, you know, they're talking about, oh, with the Trump, you know, didn't go through procedures, do this. If you look at how it describes it, it talks about, it uses two words, applicant and employee.
Mm-hmm.
Right, you're not an employee.
Nor is he an applicant.
The entire thing is written as if it implies you're working for the U.S. government or you're working for a contractor for the U.S. government. What other reason would you need? Are we now implying that NBC and MSNBC are security contractors for the United States government? Is that what he's trying to suggest?
I think it's probably not a wrong assumption at this point in time.
My mind is blown. I mean, I don't even have the words for the, when I saw this, I mean, I was flabbergasted at this conversation. John Brennan, you doofus, you are not entitled to a security clearance. Shut up and go away.
So then, Brennan, you know, I mean, if you or I had said something about the President of the United States while holding a security clearance.
Yeah. Immediately. It would be gone.
Even if we were still working
when I worked in Naval Intelligence, the U.S. Navy, when I worked at NSA, we were discouraged from even talking about politics in public. You don't say anything. And if you said something about the president, I mean, you said anything about the president that could be construed as negative, you were done.
Yeah.
You were in super big trouble. This guy is posting on Twitter and running his mouth everywhere he can, running down the president.
Yeah, he says
you're entitled to your opinion. You can run down the president from now till the cows come home, but you can't do that and hold a security clearance.
So he says on Twitter, this is Brennan, about Trump. It's astounding how often you fail to live up to minimum standards of decency, civility, and probity. It seems like you will never understand what
I don't even know that word, by the way.
I know, whatever.
And I know lots of words.
You do know lots of words. I was wondering if you were going to correct my pronunciation on that, because I wasn't so confident about it. He says, seems like you will never understand.
By the way, using that word, John Brennan, does not make you sound any smarter. You still sound like a doofus.
Seems like you will never understand what it means to be president, nor what it takes to be a good, decent, and honest person. So disheartening, so dangerous for our nation. This is the man who wants to keep his security clearance. Then he says, Trump's press conference, these are all tweets, performance in Helsinki rises to and exceeds the threshold of high crimes and misdemeanors. It was nothing short of treasonous. Now, I don't know how anybody with half a brain could even begin to believe that they would keep their security clearance. Does Brennan not realize that as CIA he worked for the executive branch and that his clearance came from the President of the United States?
Right.
You can't go on. Okay, look, if I have a job and I go around tweeting about what a jerk and how treasonous my boss is, how long am I going to keep my job?
Look, this guy is seven ways of stupid. And any Democrat defending this moron out there, you look stupid.
Yeah, well, apparently this is now, according to Fox News, something that is very, very puzzling to lawyers, right? So they're all debating.
What's puzzling?
Well, debating whether Brennan should have a right to appeal his revocation of his security clearance and
why?
Upon
what basis?
Yeah.
Why is this puzzling? I don't understand.
Whether
this
is a matter of free speech or not.
It's not a matter of free speech. Okay. How could a lawyer sit and muse about that?
Because we don't teach the Constitution
in law
school
anymore. Then you should immediately cease to be a lawyer, because you're not even close to being qualified to defend anyone else when you can't within a millisecond figure out this has absolutely nothing to do with free speech.
So I have a theory on why, because you said that you couldn't, in the beginning of this segment, you said you couldn't believe this, that the Dems were having this idiotic conversation. Why are they even up in a roar about this?
I can believe it.
Yeah.
I can't believe the average person, the normal, you know, registered Democrat or American citizen can give assent to this conversation. How is this even a topic?
Well, I know why the upwards love it, this conversation, or having this conversation, because any idea how much money these former employees make with their security clearances as consultants?
Right.
I mean, seriously, you revoke his security. He doesn't care about freedom of speech. He doesn't care about his security clearance. He cares about the fact that he's no longer allowed to be a paid consultant on items that require security clearances. Your tax dollars, ladies and gentlemen, are still paying Brennan. And that's what he's ticked off about. With the removal of his security clearance, he can no longer live off the teat of the American public being paid way too much to give advice that he couldn't even give rationally when he was a CIA director.
Right. And what advice? I mean, Trump is right. He's a hack. He's a complete political hack. He is the poster child of political hackness. And he just sits on MSNBC and NBC and spews a bunch of anti-Trump nonsense. You want to criticize, you know, Trump's mouth, Trump's trigger finger, Twitter finger, let's say, you know, fine. Is Trump bombastic? Yes, he is. Does he say crazy stuff? Yes, he does. But come on, you don't deserve a security clearance to get to say that stuff.
Welcome back to the Chris Ann Hall Daily Journal. Man, I hope you guys are awake this morning or today when you started listening to the show, because if you aren't, are now.
Now you know that if you want to be a loudmouth political hack, you need a security clearance.
Right. And I'm just, you know, I'm really wondering why there isn't more direct comment about this. I mean, there's no direct comment about the fact that the only real reason Brennan wants to do this is that he wants to make money, right? Yeah. He wants to make money. It's not about, principles, right? It's not about his principles. If he had principles, he would realize that when you keep your security clearance, you are still bound by the terms of your security clearance.
Right.
Do you remember those documents that we signed?
Yeah, your
non-disclosures say you're bound.
Until you die and your teeth rot out.
Yeah.
And, you know, your grandkids forget you.
90 years.
You can't say,
Or death, whichever comes first, right?
Or until you become a low-life political hack, then you're done. You're out.
See, here's the thing again. I think this boils back down to something that we identified some time ago. The lack of understanding between rights and benefits.
Yeah, right. This is not a right. You don't have a right to that. I mean, come on.
Now you have.
You don't even have to. Who has to have this discussion? Who is this stupid?
Lawyers.
I just.
Lawyers.
It's mind-boggling. And I think it ticks me off so much because
and we, I'm a lawyer,
because we've been there, right? Because right. this was us, right? I had a security clearance. We had to go through all this stuff. And you already it just gets under my skin, because you see these political elites, just like Hillary Clinton, the things that she did, that she got away with, you know, having security clearance,
still
having
getting
handling
away
classified information. Mm-hmm. You and I would have been in prison, right?
Oh no,
there are people in prison.
There are people
for
in
doing
prison.
not even doing what she, to the extent that what she did, you know what I'm saying? They didn't even do as much as she did. They're in prison. You and I would be in prison. Here's this guy, you know, running his mouth, saying all this stuff. We couldn't get away with it. The normal enlisted man couldn't get away with it. Your average just Joe Blow with the security clearance out there working for the government, he couldn't do this. This is what ticks me off. These political elites, and he is just another example of this running around, that he's supposed to have some special privileges, you know, different. There's another law for these jerkwads rather than the regular citizen in the same situation.
Yeah.
That ticks me off. That's not liberty. That's not, you know, little d democracy. That is not what this republic is founded upon. This is not. He wants to argue about what's right and this guy's wrong and he's bad for the nation. This nonsense is bad for the nation. You have one law for the elite and another set of rules for those that are not in their class. That ticks me off.
And that's aristocracy.
Exactly.
That's
John Brennan.
That's
aristocracy. He wants to be all self-righteous and run his mouth. He's full of baloney.
Meanwhile, you know, things that are happening across America that really discuss true debate and true concern are being overshadowed by this
John Brennan circus.
Circus, yeah. So, but here's the thing. The elite, as you so accurately established them, right? They're paranoid now about this precedent.
Right.
Because, you know, they're all about tit for tat. Our president did this, or your president did this to us, so our president is going to do that to you. So now even the lawyers are involved in this. But not only that, it's going to be this sort of bipartisan musing of, oh, can this happen? Can this happen? Well, of course
exactly.
it can happen.
Because it's a threat to the swamp. This guy's, this president
swamp.
Is doing exactly what he said he would do. It's no distinction. It's no respecter of persons, as the Bible would say. You know, so this is another, oh my goodness, here goes Donald Trump again, taking some of our privileges away. That's what they're upset about.
Yeah, it's exactly right. And that's what this
so
is
So I say
all about.
Go for it. I say revoke everyone. Why does anyone, if you are no longer employee, if you're no longer working for the government or for a contractor, you don't need clearance. It's done. Because first off, you go out, right? You go out, you leave, and that thing expires, then you're no longer doing the re-ups and the background checks and that sort of thing. So we don't know what you've been doing since then. So look, it's done. You want to come back and work for it? We'll go at it again. We'll ask you the stupid questions about farm animals and give you a polygraph. Again, what are you worried about?
Yeah, that was going to be my point. When you leave that service, whatever it is that requires the security clearance, it should end. And if you, any business, any contractor who wants to use you for a security clearance, they can pay to have that happen again. You can go through that security clearance again. And
I don't subsidize your activity.
Right, exactly. But it's all about the money. It's all about the Benjamins. How's Brennan going to get paid?
There again, men tear up our constitution, and from every direction we cry revolution. Standing together and without permission, soldiers for truth in the war of attrition, the love of our country as our
The Chris Ann Hall Show. She's Liberty's lobbyist.
Oh, but I'm only a stranger here. I'm a long, long way from my home. And I'm going to change.
Welcome back to the Chris Ann Hall Daily Journal. Wow, what a hot topic today. And I have to admit that it does make me angry as well. It because, like I said, they're among the enlisted people, among the lower echelon of
the non-elite, the non-Illuminati, non-oligarchy.
It is so very clear. I mean, crystal clear that holding a security clearance is a benefit. It is a privilege. It is not a right.
How can that not be bad for the nation? How can that not undermine the intelligence service when you have this glare? Because you know enlisted people and normal people looking at this stuff are scratching their head. And it's just this other, another glaring example of, you know,
two standard
you're the
system.
Peons, you're the slaves, and we're the slave masters, you know,
right.
And this separation. So at what point do you build such a divide within the intelligence community? I mean, are we headed toward, you know, looking like these third world countries where you have coups every few years?
Well, you know, that's what Jefferson said. A good revolution every 20 years is healthy for society. I want to move on. I sent you this story this morning. I don't know that you got a chance to read it. But now there's, according to concealednation.org, there is a device that will allow smartphone users to scan a person for concealed firearms and weapons up to 40 feet away.
Well, my Kimber shoots farther than 40 feet, so.
8,000 devices have been pre-ordered so far. And here's the question. Is this a Fourth Amendment issue or not? What happens when government agents
are using this
to scan you? Now, these are the discussions
without
we ought
knowledge.
To be having. Without, well, obviously without your knowledge. Now, it's projected by the company that this will be most widely used by private businesses and event coordinators, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is not a Fourth Amendment issue because it's a private business and an event.
Yeah.
But
even then, they usually have signs.
Post a sign, right.
You know,
yeah, they definitely
you know.
Do. They let you know, probably because some lawyer said they
have
to do that for, you know. Plus, not only that, you probably get some kind of an insurance discount.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
you post
sure.
this, right? Because that's what they do. They post this, which acts as a deterrent. We're going to use this device to scan you up to 40 feet away to see if you're hiding.
I don't have a problem with this for businesses and events.
No.
I mean, it's good technology. You know, it's less invasive and obnoxious than, you know, say a metal detector or getting your bags going rummage through or whatever.
But here's the thing. What about government agents? What about the FBI? What about the your local law enforcement? How does that work for them? Now, you know, I'm a lawyer. I don't really particularly like lawyers. I just happen to be one. But I remember from 2001, the Supreme Court issued an opinion that said that law enforcement cannot use infrared devices to see inside someone's house
mm-hmm.
without a warrant.
Right.
And so I reminded myself of that case.
What about
case.
Inside their jacket?
Yeah. So the case is Kylo v. United States, and the facts of the case are they believe Danny Kylo was growing marijuana in his house.
Mm-hmm.
So they used a thermal imaging device to scan his home, right? Because if you're growing in marijuana, you're going to be using intense indoor
heat lamps,
you know, the
ultraviolet
lamps, right? Well,
at least that's what we've heard.
The question that came The question that came before the Supreme Court was, does the use of a thermal imaging device to detect relative amounts of heat emanating from a private home constitute an unconstitutional search in violation of the Fourth Amendment? Remember, they did not get a warrant for this, right? They just sat outside in their surveillance and shot the infrared device at his house. So in a 5-4 opinion, which was written by Scalia in 2001, said that the device without a warrant constituted a search and was presumptively unreasonable without a warrant. That's a quote from the opinion. Let me read the quote. Whereas here, The government uses a device that is not in general public use to explore the details of the home that would previously have been unknowable without physical intrusion. The surveillance is a search and is presumptively unreasonable without a warrant. Now, Stevens, imagine that, argued that the observations were made with a fairly primitive thermal imager and that gathered data exposed on the outside of the home but did not invade any constitutionally protected interest in the privacy of his home. Now, remember, right? John Paul Stevens is the guy who wrote the book Six Amendments I Would Add to the Constitution, one of them being an amendment to the Second Amendment that says the right of the people to keep and bear arms while in uniform shall not be infringed. So John Paul Stevens doesn't have a great grasp on what fundamental rights are to begin with. Mm-hmm. But nonetheless, this is the case that I had in my mind, and I thought, well, there's no way that the Supreme Court would ever support this kind of technology in the hand of government agents. But then I read the opinion. Mm-hmm. Look at what it says. Whereas here, the government uses a device that is what? Not in general public use. They are selling this smartphone scanner for public use.
Gotcha.
So this is now going to
overcome that idea.
Is it to overcome the idea? Is it a marketing thing? You know, whatever. Whether the intent of the company, who knows? Maybe they're funded by the federal government.
But you think the court would latch on to that?
But I think the court would seriously latch on to that, all with the exception of Gorsuch. Because Gorsuch has been really, really tight on these Fourth Amendment things. You'll remember when the court recently issued their opinion about using cell phones to geolocate somebody. Uh-huh. Gorsuch is like, whoa, wait a minute. You guys are going way too far with this now. And I believe that Gorsuch would issue a flaming dissent in
this. Thomas opposed that too. He's usually a police powers guy.
Oh, well, he opposed it for a different reason.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he was all for the police power thing in that one, but he had a different reason.
I was going to say, surprising.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Scalia. So really, you really don't have any reliable person on the side on the side.
No, not anymore because
completely different court.
Right. Right, exactly. So what we have now is a situation, and it's, you said it out loud, what I was thinking. First off, we understand how the government, our federal government, has a tendency to fund these types of technologies.
Yeah, that's true.
Right? So they tried to fund Apple to create a backdoor to their cell phones.
Yeah, I wonder who's behind this.
Right? So who's funded this? It's Royal Holdings Technology Corporation, okay? So where'd their grant money come from, right? How does all of this work? And so my thought was what you said out loud. How is it that this so specifically meets the very accepted requirement that was created in Kylo, right? Because Kylo specifically said, because it's not in general public use. Well, we'll fix that. We'll sell it to the general public first. We'll make it accessible for every single cell phone. And the way I see this argument going, right, it doesn't even have to be owned by the general public. It just has to be accessible to the general public, right? Well, the argument is, well, every person, almost every person has a cell phone, a smartphone now, and all you need is an app and a device for a smartphone. So it's going to be generally usable by the public. And since it's generally usable by the public, then guess what? The police can use it too, but not only that, without a warrant.
Yeah.
Because that was the whole thing. It is not It is presumptively unreasonable without a warrant because the general public doesn't have use of it.
You see, the CEO is a former Intel contractor.
Ah, I wonder if he kept his security clearance.
Yeah. Worked with JTF and different ones.
He works with the FBI Joint Terrorism Task Force.
Yeah, so you know this is, they're being.
Yeah, right.
They're working with government security groups. No question.
And here's the thing. Go read the Fourth Amendment. How about I just tell you, because I'm like that nerdy person. I have the Fourth Amendment actually memorized. It says, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. No warrant.
Unless it's a technology that everybody has.
Unless it's a technology that everybody has, right? No, that's not what it says. No warrant shall issue but based upon probable cause supported by oath or affirmation, particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Yeah.
Period. There is no exception there.
Yeah, it's an interesting technology.
I'm looking at this picture of this CEO of Royal... Royal Technologies.
It's millennial world.
I don't think it's a real picture. I don't think that's
like
what
a cyborg.
Right. No, he looks like a bad sci-fi movie.
Universal Soldier.
Something. I don't think that's what he looks like. I think that's just an avatar or something. There's no way that people actually, I mean, he's an actor. He reminds me of some.
Uh-oh, here you go.
Actor that would be playing
gonna
some
shut you down like Alex Jones.
German militant, you know? Hey,
I think he is Belgium, actually.
Is he really? Because he looks German.
Like, yeah.
But anyway, I'm just saying, this is just crazy. Go look at this, royalholdings.org, and see who these people are creating.
I'd like to have
this
one.
Technology.
I can scan people from far away.
Can you imagine being in Walmart and watching somebody scan you? I mean, how disturbing.
It's coming.
Chris Ann Hall Show. She's Liberty's lobbyist.
Welcome back to the last segment of our Chris Ann Hall Daily Journal. I mean, I just don't know how I feel about being scanned by random people. I mean, I might have to punch somebody in the nose. Do you remember? I don't know if you
so
remember.
So the alleged idea is to protect you from terrorists and, you know, bad guys and that kind of thing.
Ah, right, because you're always safer when government has the ability
I mean for personal
right.
use.
Right,
personal
exactly.
person, so to equip you.
Right.
Which, separate issue from the government now using these things without a warrant.
Right.
It's the government that's restrained
right.
in that sense.
Well, and that's true, but the problem is we also have the government, a.k.a. the Supreme Court, creating exceptions.
Sure.
To their restraints. You know, I came across this tweet by Tucker Carlson, or actually by Fox News. Apparently Tucker Carlson said this on his show back in April. He said, colleges barely teach, yet every year they increase their fees. Try that in a private business, you might get indicted for fraud. Do it in an American university and you get billions in taxpayer subsidies. So the reason I bring this up is because I actually agree with Tucker Carlson on this. But not only that, I believe what he's saying here is why we our government is able to convince us that there are exceptions to their own limitations. It's
yeah.
why Brennan is able to say, you're violating my free speech rights.
Mm-hmm.
Because colleges don't teach. Ratchet that back. High schools don't teach.
I think high schools teach more than college.
Yeah.
Elementary schools teach more than college.
I don't know.
College is mostly brainwashing, just a lot of propaganda. And
okay, but let me ask you this question. I know that you're talking about in relative terms, but you went to the local junior college,
mm-hmm.
and you were with those students that came straight from high school.
Yeah.
Our colleges are having to teach reading, writing, and arithmetic at the basic levels to catch our high school students up so they can go in and teach college-level stuff.
Definitely.
We're graduating barely literate people who cannot add without their fingers.
Education has been a problem ever since John Dewey and his crowd got a hold of it. I mean, education has been a problem in this country for 150 years.
Yeah, but it wasn't a problem.
It's not getting any better.
It wasn't in the problem in the eyes of John Dewey and Thorndike.
Right.
It was the solution in their eyes,
mm-hmm.
right? So it was a deliberate thing to bring in the socialism that we see in the millennials today.
We have what they created.
Yeah, well.
The programming. I mean, they talked about programming people, not teaching them.
We have what we as parents have allowed to be created. I remember when I was growing up, there was a parent-teacher organization in every school. And the parent-teacher organization was involved with the school board in curriculum decisions, in policy decisions. And shortly after that, in the 80s or 90s, the PTOs were kicked out of that oversight and created to be, you know, nothing but glorified fundraisers for taxpayer schools.
Yeah, well, that's what colleges are. I mean, they're cathedrals of waste and opulence. I think I've said this before on another show. I think this sort of box store education system that we have, the higher education, I think it's crumbling. I think it's people, this opinion that Tucker Carlson expressed, more and more people hold this opinion.
Yeah.
And more people will say college is a waste of time. The only reason that people are still going is because they think that piece of paper gets them a job. They have to have that to
right.
get a job. Now
right.
you have, as I said, CEOs and business owners and entrepreneurs turning away from that and going, you know, going to sort of individual evaluation. Tell me,
right.
show me
what
you
know. Yeah.
You know, and tell me about
so
where
you've
been.
So here's what happened on Twitter yesterday. Somebody with the Twitter handle Stonewall Jackson said, "We need to open an anti-college, a detox of sorts to cleanse the minds of the pollution that has been pumped into it." One of our followers responded, "Boom, Chris Ann Hall, Liberty First University."
Right.
That's why we have Liberty First University, because we need to detox our future generations. I guess that's all for us today, guys. God bless you. We will see you again tomorrow.
Let me know.